Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 3rd of August, and here in Auroville is mostly cloudy and 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says sun through high clouds and cloudy over the night, with temperatures from low 27 to high 34, with heat index of 44. Possibility on precipitation is on 25%. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour, with occasional gusts of 20 km per hour. Moon is manning gibbous, illuminated on 88%. This morning we have our part-time volunteers Erica and Siam with us in the studio, and they are inviting us to the Caribbean night on Saturday 8th of August at Suriname. Good morning, Erica. Good morning, Siam.
Good morning, Erian.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You are familiar with the studio, we all know that, but today you are here with me because not that you're volunteering with us with the musical programs, but you're also musicians by yourself, yeah?
Exactly.
Yes.
And you have something in going on, something preparing for the Saturday.
Yes, exactly. A concert at the Well Café. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember which community is it.
Sweden,
yes. So it's the Saturday 8th with the Caribbean dinner for a Caribbean night.
So you can enjoy Caribbean food and Caribbean music. So we will perform for a live band show with Suresh on the drum, me on the guitar, and Erica on the voice.
Yes.
West Indies are also really rich in music, right? Different
yes.
styles. So,
yes.
What styles are you
doing?
That's a bit difficult because it's not only Caribbean music. It's Caribbean music, but mixed with our French influence because we are from Paris. So we used to listen jazz, hip hop, and soul, and we mixed all this with the Caribbean rhythms.
And sometimes, because Erica, parents come from Martinique,
beautiful
so
island.
French, French West Indies. So, we try to mix all our influence. So, in the Caribbean, they say like it's a nouvelle vague créole.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like new. New Creole.
New Creole generation of musicians and singers. Saturday 8th of August. So this Saturday at the Well Café.
At the Well Café. So Erica on the voice, me on the guitar, and Suresh on the drum. And Orly for you for the food, Caribbean food.
For the Caribbean night.
So come, we're waiting for you to give you a good show and to share some good vibes with you.
Yes, good vibrations.
Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting
us.
Tomorrow, between 4 to 5:30 p.m. at Teacher Center in Sire Building, the Teacher Center invites Auroville's teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education with a presentation by Wasteless. In villages and small towns, waste is carelessly dumped and canyons, fields along roadside and behind houses. In our cities, mountains of collected garbage smolder in dump sites. The toxic smoke from burning waste wafts through our windows every day. Wasteless, a young organization in Auroville, believes that through education, we can initiate great changes in the way we make, dispose of, and think about waste. The focus on children helps to bring positive changes to households and aims to inspire a future generation to truly care for a clean India. Passion and the desire to bring about positive systematic change Harjuvan Chandra and Ribu to focus entirely on education for sustainable waste management. This young team would like to research, develop and assist teachers in introducing these global topics to children. So they're asking us to join them in their attempt to infuse consciousness into an aspect of humanity, what we would prefer to bury and forget. On Friday, 4th of September, between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., next to Dreamers Cafe in Visitor Center, Sankalpa is inviting us to our Art Break Day. That will be the third year in Orville. Otherwise, Sankalpa Art Journeys is now an official hub site, host for the global art movement initiated by Artists Moving. But School of Visual Arts from New York and Sankalpa Art Journey Exhibition, it will be inaugurated on Friday, August 14, between 5 to 7 p.m. This August is graduate art therapy students from the School of Visual Arts in New York, along with one teacher and one administrator, are traveling all the way for the rare opportunity to share and learn together. Krupa graduated from the same program with a Master's of Professional Studies in Art Therapy in 2008, and now she is co-facilitating this graduate credit course, Multicultural Issue in Art Therapy, based in their ongoing program and including close interactions with local village women. They made the conscious choice to share the process of this journey with our community in an exhibition. Here's a plea from Orville Film Festival, because Orville Festival team is urgently looking for volunteers with the following skills: downloading, uploading, preferably working at town hall or in another place connected to the optical fire, googling films and getting them information to contact the director or distributor, organizational skills with a flair for Excel, graphic design and Photoshop knowledge. If you would like to help to Orville Film Festival 2015 during this busy time, they're asking you to get in touch with them by email or phone. The mail would be orvillefilmfestival@orville.org, and you can call them on 262-3187. There's also a plea from Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in International Zone, because after 3 weeks of girls' power on the site, the community hall is standing, but the missing is the roof. Everybody should feel free to offer the hand and help next 2 weeks to putting the roof on the top of the community hall. And on Sunday, 16th of August, at Orville Village Action Group, they will host a blood donation camp. The camp will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the AVA campus. For any queries, contact them at AVA office at orville.org, or you can call them on 267-8871. Here's something from Unlimited Tamil Nadu, and they're saying presencing. Theory U proposes that the quality of the results that we create in any kind of social system is a function of the quality of awareness, attention, or consciousness that the participants in the system operate from. In alignment to these principles, you are welcome to join them at U Lab session that meet on a weekly basis at Unlimited opposite Orlik on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. to practice how to get fuzzy boundary between inner work and outer work to blur, and so to no longer have our source energy limited to our limited self. When we develop the capacity to come near to that source, we experience the future as if it were wanting to be born, an experience called presencing. The experience often carries with it ideas for meeting challenges and for bringing into a being an otherwise impossible future. Theory U shows how the capacity for presencing can be developed. You can call Heis on 709-464-8819. Integra Entrepreneurship Laboratory is one of the milestone outcomes of the Orville Retreat and part of the Economy Action Group. After a successful open house session, the EIL is planning several thematic sessions to assist aspiring new and old entrepreneurs in Orville. In the next session, they want to cover the subject of human resources, and they will invite experienced experts from Orville to explore the themes of recruitment, training, performance and work culture in Orville. And that will be on 8th of August between 2:30 to 5 p.m. in Verity. And here's the note from Aruna and Aves about a demand notice. Recently we have received additional current consumption deposit notices from TNB. For many service connections of Orville, they have sent those notices through email, and for those who are not having email, through their staff. The detailed explanation for this notice is that additional current consumption deposit because the TNB has a policy that each and every consumer should have 3 months of their electricity consumption charges as a deposit with them. This deposit will be arrived at based on your preceding 1 year consumption charges, and it will be revived once every 2 years. This deposit will normally come to those consumers who have increased their consumption and also because of the rate hike. Varuna will be paying only the current consumption charges and not the deposit. Deposit amount has to be paid by the consumer itself. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m, they will screen The Travelers and the Worlds, part 1 of the Sri Aurobindo's Savitri. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we will see an Indian comedy drama, Piku, made in India 2015 by director Sujit Sirkar. Tomorrow we will see West Asian drama, Zemestan, made in Iran and France in 2006 by writer and director Rafi Pitts. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Shiro Dreams of Sushi, made in USA in 2011 by director David Gelb. Shri Aurobindo wrote, "Concentration is indeed the first condition of any yoga, but it is an all-receiving concentration that is the very nature of the integral yoga." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.